My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Thursday's Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the 18th day of April, 2024, coming to you from a nice, warm Forest, Virginia, Bedford County, Central Virginia area. Going up to 85 today. It's a little cooler than that right now, but the temperature should start going up drastically. And then we got four or five cool days after that. But it's going to be beautiful out there today, so I'm hoping to get outside for a little while this afternoon before the phone starts ringing. I would say this morning, good morning to Katie and Amy and Mike. So, pretty busy show today, folks. Got quite a bit going on here. The headlines for today, the lead story, thousands evacuated from a volcano. We're also going to talk about California's new consumer protection law and how it's going to affect cruises, literally for all of us. MSC cancels Grand Voyage. Labadee cancellations extended again. Daily limits from an Icelandic port. A Carnival World Cruise? Really? Peruvian riverboat for Amazon expeditions, Costa Magica, given new life. Meyer Turku leads. And a pier accident in Turkey. That and lots more here live this morning on Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. Today, folks, is National Animal Crackers Day. Not my monkey, not my zoo. Don't care for them. I mean, they're okay. I mean, it's just a plain old little cookie. Never has done much for me. Something that has done much for me is the podcast network. If you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from. All the big guys, just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. Let's see. Steve's with us. Gretchen's with us. Robert's here. Gary's here. Good morning to all of you guys. Excuse me. Little frog in the throat this morning. All right, I heard from Pittsburgh Jason. He said there's not a whole lot to report. They actually turned around on the first night after they sailed. And I did not know about this one, to drop off a crew member for a medical emergency. The ship's about half full. That's, of course, the Carnival Legend that sailed out of Norfolk. There's a lot of first-time cruisers on board, which Jason found kind of surprising for a transatlantic. The other thing, he said she's moving very slowly, but so far the weather has been excellent. I did check on the slow movement, and he's right. She's doing 15 knots, which is nowhere near top speed. I don't know. Hot air, Tom, if you pop in today, what kind of speed did you guys do on your transatlantic? I always get a little worried when ships aren't going the normal speed. Jason did have a little bit of luck in the casino. Won a couple hundred bucks. That's good. Congratulations for that. However, because the drinks package was so expensive for this cruise, he's using that money to buy his drinks. Don't blame you at all there, Jason. Not in the least. And we do have, this, for those of you that have never done a transatlantic, this is what it looks like. That's right out of Jason's cabin. And, you know, when you're doing transatlantic, you see a lot of that. All right, so Hot Air Tom, and by the way, he's in, where is he today? Cadiz, Spain. He claims he's going birdwatching. Now, I figured, I mean, I have no idea about Hot Air Tom's ornithological thoughts. Is that the right word? But I figured, hey, I'm going bird watching. That was some hooey to give it to Cindy. So I didn't believe that for a minute. Tell us all this.
They would always prefer that. Especially now that it's a protein company, and protein is basically like the very kind of
so he is actually out bird watching. I'm proud of you, Tom. All right, so then we got a few pictures that Tom sent as well. If I can get up here. This is going into Cadiz. Of course, Cadiz has, you know, a big shipyard there. And look at the sights. Of course, like most all the ports over there, there's a big cathedral you can see right in the center of the picture. And that's Hot Air Tom on the beach in Cadiz. And there's another bird. He's actually bird watching. I'm proud of you, Tom. I really am. And he found an inner tube for me. I guess he hopes that that's going to stay there till I get there, you know, in January. So that's the latest from Hot Air Tom. Oh, and then they had dinner last night. Said he had a fish dinner. And he claims that it was bony and the heads on it. I don't see the heads on that. I could be wrong. It could be tucked away or something. But yeah, they're bony. So anyway, maybe they have the heads without showing the eyes. I don't know. But that was some fish last night. All right. I'll be back with today's news after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Folks, the news is going to start over in Indonesia. Indonesia rescuers raced to evacuate thousands of people this morning after a volcano erupted five times, forcing authorities to close a nearby airport and issue a warning about falling debris that could cause a tsunami. Mount Ruang's crater flamed with lava against a backdrop of lightning storms and lightning bolts overnight after erupting four times yesterday, pushing an ash column more than a mile into the sky and forcing authorities to raise its alert level to the highest of a four-tiered system. The volcano sits on a remote island in Indonesia's outmost region with a peak 2,400 feet above sea level. Houses on the neighboring remote island of Tagulandang were riddled with holes from falling volcanic rock. As of this reporting, there are no reports of death or injury, but 11,000 people have been evacuated. Due to the new California Consumer Protection Law, all Carnival brands, Princess, Carnival Cruise Line, Holland America, Costa, and Cunard, have elected to include all the current taxes, fees, and port charges into the advertised price. While the law is not effective until July the 1st, it's recommended that these changes be made as soon as possible. Seabourne already advertises fares this way. And what that's going to mean, folks, and I've got to have some changes made on my stuff too, is when you're now seeing a cruises advertised, instead of giving you that low ball price, like, start as low as $7.99 or something, they're going to add the taxes and port charges and fees to it. So instead of showing you that low ball price, it's going to show you the real price, which is like $1,100. Now, this is all from the law in California, but it's being adopted literally across the industry. I think it's a good idea. Some of my stuff, just to make it look so, enticing, I've used it. But if everybody goes to this system, so the prices will always show the inclusive price, then you just have to add on for drinks packages or specialty things. But the cruise itself will be covered. I like the idea. Cruise around the world with the Will Model C2. That's the chair that I use. Our chairs will easily fit through accessible cabin doors and can navigate those tight spaces and crowded places. To see if Will may be right for you, click on the link below to schedule a test drive. Just tell them to use code CHILI for all your mobility needs. That's scootaroundstore.com. MSC Cruises has reached out to travel agents to advise them of the cancellation of MSC Iribia's Grand Voyage departing on October 19th. The sailing was to have transited through the Suez Canal and the Red Sea, but in light of the ongoing tensions in the region, it's no longer safe to operate the voyage, and at this time, no alternative is available. Now, I do have an add-on to that story, folks. The ship will be offering sailings from Dubai and Doha, Qatar, from November 16th, which means the vessel will still be moved to her new sailing region, but without guests on board. In response to ongoing tensions in Haiti, marked by armed attacks on citizens, Royal Caribbean has extended the suspension of all visits to the private resort of Labadee through May of 2024. This proactive measure was announced in a statement to cruise line passengers. Ísafjörður, Iceland, might not be on the list of obvious choices to cruise to when booking a voyage. However, the town still expects to welcome up to 255,000 cruise ship passengers this year. While the town welcomes these guests, there will be some limitations. According to the new cruise ship policy that has been implemented by the municipality of Ísafjörður, the maximum number of cruise passengers allowed to visit each day will be capped at 5,000. The town will also ban the traditional blowing of the horn when arriving or leaving the port in the Westfjords region of Northwest Iceland. Would you like to see me get chased by a bear? You might just get your chance when you cruise with Chili to Alaska. Grand Princess sails August 14th from Vancouver to Anchorage. Starts as low as $395 per person, plus taxes and port charges. That's Alaska Cruise with Chili. Just give me a call. Carnival Cruise Line might be considering a world cruise itinerary in the future, according to a hint dropped by Cruise Line brand ambassador John Heald. While such a cruise would likely be several years away, it could prove to be very popular and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Carnival Cruise Line fans. Speaking of Carnival, Carnival Glory has finished her more than 3-week dry dock and has left the shipyard in Cadiz, Spain, refreshed, refurbished, renovated, and with a new paint job, eager to welcome guests on a transatlantic sailing that leaves Barcelona today to sail to Port Canaveral. Abercrombie and Kent Travel Group introduces its latest in maritime tradition landscape, a new Peruvian riverboat poised for its inaugural voyage in April 2025. Marking the company's debut in South America river cruising realm, the vessel promises travelers an extraordinary odyssey through the region's hidden treasures. The boat's official name will be unveiled in coming days. SeaJets, a prominent Greek ferry operator, is making its foray into the cruise industry with the acquisition of a cruise ship formerly known as Costa Magica. The vessel is currently undergoing refurbishment at Cancale Shipyard in Turkey. Renamed Mykonos Magic initially, it will soon adopt the moniker Goddess of the Night under the banner of the newly established cruise line Neonix Cruises. Meyer Turku has taken a significant step towards sustainability by switching to carbon-neutral electricity and heating. They have used only certified carbon-neutral electricity since 2018 and have made all district heating carbon-neutral starting in 2023. This move makes Meyer Turku a global pioneer among shipyards of this size. The cruise ship Celestial Journey hit the pier at the port of Kusadasi, Turkey, while the attempt to dock went wrong. The incident took place around noon on Monday when the vessel approached the dock too quickly. Despite the crew's efforts to deploy the anchor, the ship was unable to slow down sufficiently, leading to a collision with a concrete structure with its bow bulb. Fortunately, no injuries were reported either on board or on shore, and only caused minor damage to both the ship and the dock structure. And that's going to wrap up the news portion of today's show. Let's go see if anybody's fussing at me over in the chat room. I had gotten through saying hello to a lot of people there. Robert Luquette, hello. Cindy's with us. Hi, Cindy. Said hello to Gary. Bob's with us again today. Hi, Bob. How you doing? Kenneth's with us up in Pennsylvania. Emily's with us in New York. Could they be slowing to avoid an Atlantic storm? That's possible, Gretchen. I'm not sure. I've never done a transatlantic. I'm doing three of them next year. But I've never done a transatlantic before, so I'm not sure if that's a usual speed or if there's a reason behind it. I mean, I know on our normal sailing, you know, that's slow. And that's this around the speed that ships have gone when they are having, you know, azipod issues. So, and I'm not certainly not wishing that on the Legend, but still, I don't know. And yes, it very well could be that they adjusted speed to miss a storm, because there's been a lot of activity around too. And Gretchen is asking, M, what's the bucket for? I don't know. I'm not sure what bucket you're talking about, but I'm sure M has a bucket probably on her head. Knowing her. There's Sonny down in Mississippi. Hey, Sonny. Kenneth says, question for all our family members. Any of our family members sailed on the Queen Mary? Just checking to see how it was. I'm thinking about sailing back on the Queen Mary 2 from Europe. Wow. I've never sailed on any of the Cunard ships. I understand that they're a definite step above in luxury. And yeah, so if you have the opportunity, Kenneth, I'd do it. I'd do it in a heartbeat. So, but post lots of pictures if you do, trying to avoid the long flight back. And I'm just checking to see how the food, I understand. Cunard is wonderful. Again, I can't say that because I've not been on Cunard, but I've never heard anything bad about their food. Shoot, we already know these are not real pricing. Yeah, I know. And that's, I like the fact, though, Gretchen, that there's a movement to stabilize so that everybody does the same thing. I think the other cruise lines should join with, you know, the Carnival umbrella. I hope they do it too. So everybody, when they're quoting a price, is quoting the price that you have to pay. You don't have to add a bunch of crap on unless you want something extra. I mean, you know, there's extra amenities that you can add on to any cruise, but not everybody wants them. So let's quote it as what, you know, what you got, what you could pay out the door. That's the way I've done all the cruises that I've done to Alaska for the Alaska Residence Program this year. And I've booked, I haven't counted them, but I've probably booked close to 100 cruises for Alaska Residence. And I quote them, the first quote includes everything out the door. Now, if they want to add on the drinks package, they want to add on free at sea, they want to add on any of those things else, we add it on. But I quote it with the cruise, all taxes and port charges, everything. So the price that you could actually get on the boat for, that's what I quote. And it's worked very well for me up there. I'm going to be changing. When I talk to John again, because John's done these for me, and to get him to edit the prices on all of my Cruise with Chili things so that they're going to be consistent. Now, it's going to take me a week or so to get that done since John's in Europe, but it will be happening soon. And from now on, I will price it that way so that anytime you see a Cruise with Chili cruise, that's the out-the-door price. And then if you want to add on drinks packages and those kind of things, we'll talk about that. Gretchen says, now I would only do a transatlantic on Cunard ocean liner versus cruise ship. Just heard it's very formal, but a much smoother crossing than other lines. I wouldn't be surprised about that. And yeah, that's a good point, Gretchen. It's the difference between a cruise liner and an ocean liner. You know, that's the difference. Kenneth says, yeah, all I need is this buffet and sit by the pool and relax. Hopefully you don't have to get dressed up for the buffet. Yeah, you probably don't have for the buffet, but I'm sure you got to dress for dinner. You know, I would doubt that they let, I don't know if they let shorts in the dining room now. I mean, it used to be on a lot of cruises that wasn't allowed. Now it's allowed. But I have not heard that Cunard has changed their dining policy. Now, I think you have to wear a tux every night? No, of course not. Or a suit and tie every night. But yeah, I'm sure you can't look like a beach bum in the dining room on a Cunard ship. Gretchen says, I booked Bears by land and sea yesterday. Chile, I don't know if it's accessible, though. That's what I'm looking at and seeing. And Nate's working on as well. Anyway, I'm glad. It's a good tour. And even if I don't get to go on it, I'll sure as hell steal your pictures. And we'll talk about it. And, you know, I'll stick a microphone up your nose and make you chat about it some, too. Todd says, good morning, everyone. Great stories today, Chili. Thank you. Thank you very much, Todd. Roger, will we see you 1 week from today? That's a very good question. Thursday, is that sailing day? Yeah. Thursday. Yeah, that's probably. It may be early, but that's sail away day for my cruise. So yeah, that definitely I'll probably, because I'm going to drive as far as I can and then drive in a little bit that morning. Yeah, I'll get a show done even if I do it early. So we'll take care of that, Roger. Yeah, I'll be there. By the way, Roger, good to see you again. Wish you were going on this one. So Amy's here. I said hello to Amy earlier. Cunard has very strict dress code. That's what I thought. Cindy says, 38 days till my next cruise. Yacht Club on the seashore. Can't wait. Going fancy, big time. Make sure you take lots of pictures. Hey, if you have a good Wi-Fi, let's do an interview from the Yacht Club. That would be a nice feature. Ooh, Yacht Club, Cindy, sounds wonderful, Gretchen says. I am so excited. 7 days in May and then another 3 day in July. Gretchen says she's jealous. I've never done Yacht Club, so I would like that too as well. I've tried to get on both of the ships, and neither one of them have an accessible cabin available. I don't know if Seashore has just a small number or if they're, in fact, all filled up. But I have not been able to get an accessible cabin, so obviously I can't go. Here's one of our, that's Damon Watson. Hello, even though I'm only going on one cruise this year, I always like thinking about cruising. There's nothing wrong with doing one cruise. For years, I did one a year, for a lot of years. I mean, it's only been literally the last couple years that I've gotten where I can cruise pretty much as I want to. Obviously, retirement is added into that. Selling some property is added into that. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with, if you can only do one a year, then that's great. Gives you a lot of time to think about your next cruise and what you want to do. So no problem with that whatsoever. The majority of people are just like that. You got one big trip a year and you make the best of it. Seashore have interior yacht club cabins that are accessible. Okay. I don't know that I looked, probably didn't look at yacht club because you know I'm a tightwad, Cindy. You know, that's, I got to try to go cheap. I'll do some more checking. Honest, I promise. What does Emily say? Getting ready to leave for work. They told me to come in at 12 today. All right, Emily, got to go walk the dogs or bathe dogs or whatever. Got to run. That's okay. We'll let you. Bye. Tomorrow is normal day, 8 to 5. Okay, well, glad you're working. Yeah. You got to pay for these trips you got coming up. Roger says, Captain Franklin von Valkenburg is in command of the, was in command of the Arizona. Yes. I've heard that name before. I got great deals on my yacht club cabins. Interior is affordable if available. Okay. I will do some looking here this afternoon, Cindy. So, again, I haven't checked that yet. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. Next week, we got a lot going on next week. Monday, I've got John from where he's from, Germany. We're going to be talking about accessibilities that he's witnessed all over on his trip this time. Going to be some interesting things to be pointed out about that. Then on Tuesday afternoon after the show, I'm taping a special interview with our friend Frank Bubba Schumard, the Mr. Holland America dude that we've talked to a million times before. And Bubba is hitting an anniversary on his drink of the day. That we're going to actually feature that on Wednesday. Now, the Wednesday show, again, should be normal schedule. Normal schedule on Wednesday. And then Thursday, because that's getting on to boat day, my time is not till 12, so I may have a couple hours I can drive. I'll do the show early on Thursday. Drive on into Jacksonville, and if all goes well now on my schedule, and I'll sail on the Elation on Thursday, and we'll be doing the shows from there for a few days. All right, so Katie popped in as well. Check in for her cruises tomorrow. I just did my check-in. Matter of fact, I haven't finished it yet because it was giving me a hard time. It's Katie's birthday cruise coming up June the 3rd. All right, that's awesome, Katie. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. Thanks for being here. Don't forget, smash that thumbs up button. If you haven't subscribed, please consider doing so. That'll help the channel out a bunch. And as always, guys, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising. And hopefully one day soon, we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great day, and I'll see everybody back here tomorrow.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.